communism is a judgment against our failure to make democracy real and follow through on the revolutions that we initiate. Our only hope today lies in our ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and go out into a sometimes hostile world, declaring eternal hostility to poverty, racism, and militarism. This powerful commitment, we shall boldly challenge the status quo and unjust mores, thereby speed the day when every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be made low.
Yes.
Crooked shall be made straight and the rough places plain. Genuine revolution of values means, in the final analysis, that our loyalties must become ecumenical rather than sectional. Every nation must now develop an overriding loyalty to mankind as a whole in order to preserve the best in their individual societies. This calls for a worldwide fellowship that lifts neighborly concern beyond one's tribe, race, class, and nation. Is in reality a call for an all-embracing and unconditional love for all mankind. This oft misinterpreted concept, so readily dismissed by the Nietzsches of the world as a weak and cowardly, has now become an absolute necessity for the survival of man. When I speak of love, I'm not speaking of some sentimental and weak response. I'm not speaking of that force which is just emotional bosh. I'm speaking of that force which all of the great religions have seen as the supreme unifying principle of life. Love is somehow the key that unlocks the door which leads to ultimate reality. This Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist belief about the ultimate reality is beautifully summed up in the first epistle of St. John. Let us love one another.
Yes.
Love is God.
Yes.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. We love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Let us hope that this spirit will become the order of the day. We can no longer afford to worship the God of hate, bow before the altar of retaliation. The oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate. History is cluttered with the records of nations and individuals that pursue this self-defeating path of hate. As Arnold Toynbee says, love is the ultimate force that makes for the saving choice of life and good against the damning choice of death and evil. Therefore, the first hope in our inventory must be the hope that love is going to have the last word, unquote. We are now faced with the fact, my friends, that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, that is such a thing as being too late. Procrastination is still the thief of time. Life often leaves us standing bare, naked, and dejected with a lost opportunity. Tied in the affairs of men does not remain at flood, it ebbs. We may cry out desperately for time to pause in her passage, but time is adamant to every plea and rushes on. Over the bleached bones and jumbled residues of numerous civilizations, written the pathetic words, too late. That is an invisible book of life that faithfully records our vigilance or our neglect. Omar Khayyam is right, the moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. We still have a choice today. Nonviolent coexistence, a violent co-annihilation. We must move past indecision to action. We must find new ways to speak for peace in Vietnam and justice throughout the developing world, a world that borders on our doors. We do not act. we shall surely be dragged down the long, dark, and shameful corridors of time, reserved for those who possess power without compassion, might without morality, and strength without sight. Now let us begin. Now let us rededicate ourselves to the long and bitter but beautiful struggle for a new world. This is the calling of the sons of God, and our brothers wait eagerly for our response. Shall we say the odds are too great? Shall we tell them the struggle is too hard? Will our message be that the forces of American life militate against our rival as poor men, and we send our deepest regrets? Or will there be another message of longing, of hope, of solidarity with their yearnings, of commitment to their cause, whatever the cost? The choice is ours. And though we might prefer it otherwise, we must choose in this crucial moment of human history. As that noble bard of yesterday, James Russell Lowell, eloquently stated, once to every man and nation comes a moment to decide in the strife of truth and falsehood for the good or evil side. Some great cause, God's new Messiah, offering each the bloom of light, and the choice goes by forever twixt that darkness. Though the cause of evil prosper, yet his truth alone is strong. Though her portion be the scaffold, and upon the throne be wrong, yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. And if we will only make the right choice, we will be able to transform this pending cosmic elegy into a creative psalm of peace. We will make the right choice. We will be able to transform the jangling discords of our world into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. If we will but make the right choice, we will be able to speed up the day all over America and all over the world when justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world at WFMU.org.
Turn your radio on, your program is a starting. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl, introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your home Honky Tonk Radio Girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your Honky Tonk Radio Girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Hello there, folks, and welcome to the program. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU 91.1 FM and online at WFMU.org. My name is Becky, and I will be your host this evening. Thank you so much to Toddaphonic Todd for filling in for me last week. I have some really great records with me tonight. I am also going to do a tribute to the great Larry Collins a bit later in the show. Hence why all of the instrumentals, the bed music that I'll be talking over for this show will be by the great Joe Mafis, who was Larry Collins's mentor and one of the greatest country guitarists of all time. Of course, we'll get into all of that. But let's hear some other records first. Here's Red Foley. You're listening to WFMU.
In the heart of Dixie in Alabama, there's a place we love called Birmingham. Everybody starts rocking and shuffling their feet when a drum starts playing that solid beat. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too. When the music starts rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and a jumper called the Birmingham Bound. Now some like a horn with a valve in the middle, and some like the beat of a big bass fiddle. If you're dancing in the moonlight or dancing in the dark, we all like to dance to an old French horn. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too. When the music starts rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and a jumper called the Birmingham Bound. If you like your music going eight to the bar, I know a way to make it best before. If the beat gets you moving and you need a good start, let everybody dance to a steel guitar. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too. When the music starts rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and a jumper called the Birmingham Bound. Whether it's hot or fine or sweet, if it's down in Dixie, brother, it's got that beat. We don't have the moon or even the star, but here's that guitar going eight to the bar. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too. When the music starts rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and a jumper called the Birmingham Bound. When you come down south and you want a good time, just come to a dance when you're feeling fine. Now that's all it takes to spend a happy time. Let's all dance together and have a wonderful time. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too. When the music starts rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and a jumper called the Birmingham Bound.
But it's always so easy to condemn. If you look around at home, you'll find out who's doing wrong. Don't throw stones from the house of glass you're living in. I've heard about the things you say. You run me down in every way. You would do most anything if you could win. But all the things you do and say will come home to you someday. Don't throw stones from the house of glass you're living in. You will learn that every dog must have his turn. All the lies you tell will hurt you in the end. Makes no difference what you do, I could never lie on you. Don't throw stones from the house of glass you're living in.
In a crazy sort of way, I could see you kissing someone. Got me wondering what that someone would say if he knew how much I loved you and that I'd be kissing you today. In your eyes, you were thrilled each time he kissed you, and I knew it by the tone of your sighs. If it wasn't just a dream, dear, I'd be bluer than you realize.
you chill and give a listen to me. Let me tell you about a new boogie beat. There's no hesitation, and it's sweeping the nation. It's the rumba boogie down the South American way. While Madame Lazonga was teaching La Conga in her little cabana in old Havana, we were doing the Charleston and falling to jazz. And then that old black bottom telly started the jitterbug ray. Then across the wall there came Cuban Pete. He started the boogie to the rumba beat. It's the rumba boogie. Let's give it a whirl. While he plays the boogie in the South American style. Well, you step out together, then you circle around. Count one, two, three, then put your right foot down. Then you circle your lady as you swing and you sway. The rumba boogie in the South American way. When that old piano whip starts to ring, everybody then starts to sing to the rumba boogie down the tropical style. It's the rumba boogie and they're doing it all of the while. Well, the guy responsible for leading the band, he yells, do your stuff, it's the best in the land. It's the rumba boogie. Let's dance it a while to the boogie woogie down the rumba Cuban all style. While Madame Lazonga was teaching the conga in her little cabana in old Havana, the folks in old Mexico were doing the tango, and we were stepping to the rhythm on my little guitar. Well, across the water came Cuban Pete. He started the boogie to the rumba beat. It's the rumba boogie. Let's dance it a while to the rumba boogie down the rumba Cuban all style.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. A fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in a cane break by an old mama line. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah.
Hey there, folks. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. My name is Becky. And we're cooking along with this show. I wanted to play out a little Joe Mathis there. I mean, all of his records are really great. I love this one, too, called Durango. We heard Red Sovine and his version of 16 Tons, which has a really, really, really cool guitar part on it. I really love that. Somebody who knows more than I do would know who's playing on it. Isn't Merle Travis? I don't know who it is, but it's really cool. before that, Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger, and his Rainbow Ranch Boys and the Rumba Boogie. Ahead of that, a version of Dear John Letter with Skeeter Davis and Bobby Bear. I think that version is lesser known from the one that Ferlin Husky did, but, you know, Ferlin's my fantasy boyfriend, so maybe I'm just biased. Ahead of that, Bob DeMeo and his combo with I Had a Bad Dream, Baby. A little jump record for you. A record that was kind of under the radar for me, and then I, apparently I wrote on the sleeve, good, exclamation point, and it is good, that one, Al Terry and House of Glass. And to start the set, Red Foley and Birmingham Bounce. We're going to do one more set of other records before we get into some Larry Collins stuff. A really cool rockabilly record that I got from Todaphonic Todd, I believe, that kind of is what Larry Collins paved the way for, if you ask me. You're listening to WFMU.
Well, I got a good news that'll knock you out. I just got my check and I'm gonna shout. I waited for my money for oh so long. Gonna have a ball of this whole night long. Yes, I'm gonna rock. I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna bop. Bet your soul. I'm gonna rock till the law says stop. About the word around that I've forgotten loot. Till all them chicks to get off of their roots. I fall on by this knockdown hall. Gonna live it up and I have a ball. Yes, I'm gonna rock. I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna bop. Bet your soul. I'm gonna rock till the law says stop. Oh, what a party this is gonna be. Rock all night, just wait and see. When the sun comes up tomorrow morning, won't I have a dime, but I'll have a fun. And it's time I'm gonna rock. Well, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna bop. Bet your soul. I'm gonna rock till the law says stop. Just wait and see. When the sun comes up tomorrow morning, I want to have a dime, but I'll have a half of money. Yes, I'm gonna rock. I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna bop. Bet your soul. I'm gonna rock till the law says stop. Till the law says stop.
Say that you'll always be my hand. Well, hate to tell you, honey, just what you missed. Hauling me in a hood and I never be kissed. Yeah, a little blonde girl sure look good to me. Yeah, well, come here, baby, don't be no square. Don't you know love any place anywhere. Tell a little woman that you love me so. Don't you
go where bum girl looks so sweet. Big blue eyes and hands and knee. Woo, little blonde girl sure look good in me. Yes, you do, yeah. Well, little blonde girl, what you do? I can't help it, I only love you. Little blonde girl, say that you'll always be mine. Stick around, oh, you little blonde girl, see if you're lost in mind. Uh-huh, yeah, look, you little blonde girl, from rain or shine. Ooh.
Get a pair of cowboy boots. 16 years of my life I gave to get a pair of cowboy boots. I wanna go where the money's free. Hollywood is calling me. Oh, what a great big star I'll be in a pair of cowboy boots. Well, I'm gonna get on a TV show in a pair of cowboy boots. I'm gonna ride in a rodeo in a pair of cowboy boots. I wanna go where the batmen lurk. I wanna get a job and go to work. Giving lessons to that Stony Burke in a pair of cowboy boots. Oh, give me a home where the swimming pools roam, where the money grows on trees, the gals all wanna be squeezed. Well, I'm gonna get there if I have to crawl in a pair of cowboy boots. Get in the movies and that ain't all in a pair of cowboy boots. I'm gonna get me a leather vest, a gun on my hip and a star on my chest. Well, I'll be the terror of the Golden West in a pair of cowboy boots. Oh, give me a home where the swimming pools run, where the money grows on trees and the gals all wanna be squeezed. Well, I'm gonna get there if I have to crawl in a pair of cowboy boots. Get in the movies and that ain't all in a pair of cowboy boots. I'm gonna get me a leather vest, a gun on my hip and a star on my chest. Well, I'll be the terror of the Golden West in a pair of cowboy boots. In a pair of cowboy boots. In a pair of cowboy boots.
Season robot catalog is all you really need, 'cause everything you find in it is fully guaranteed. Guaranteed.
these liquors, they think they're right. They stay in trouble day and night. They don't know what it is to be wild and free. But a hillbilly ball's enough for me. I'm just an ordinary hillbilly boy. Born in Kentucky and my heart's full of joy. Raised in a little shack on the mountainside. I'm a hillbilly boy with country pride. 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 I'm a hillbilly boy with country pride.
Hey, you're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. My name is Becky. And hey to everyone that is on the live playlist, which you can get to by going to WFMU.org. I'm going to try to... this is actually a pre-recording I'm doing a day in advance. But from where I am, I will try to be there on the message board. If I'm not, hello, Tonkies. Welcome to the program. We heard Carl Day's Story and Ordinary Hillbilly Boy. Ahead of that, by the Echoettes. I always like a country music girl group. Sears Roebuck Catalog. I really like that record. It's on a beautiful label called Train. I know it's a national record, but I don't know too much besides that. Cowboy Boots by Dave Dudley. Don French did Little Blonde Girl, and starting off the set there, Johnny Fair. And Till the Law Says Stop. Another great looking label. Has a mermaid sitting on a microphone, and it's called Surf. All right. So... I know that Todd last week played some Larry Collins records. I'm going to play some different Larry Collins records for those of you playing along at home. Larry passed away on January 5th, and it had just so happened that the week before he passed, I went down a total rabbit hole of town hall party videos of him as a kid, other videos of him with Joe Mathis, who was his mentor, as I said earlier. And hold on, I'm going to restart this record. I'm going to attempt to at least, not used to Studio C. Yeah, so there's a ton of excellent, excellent videos of both Larry and his sister Lori, who they were the Collins kids. That's how they both started their careers until they kind of just performance-wise parted ways later on, and Larry went on solo and then embarked on a songwriting career. And I really recommend watching the town hall videos or just doing a search for Larry Collins. He's a young kid in those videos, 10 years old in a lot of them or so, and just a ball of fire, so much energy, and such a killer player even when he was a little kid. It's pretty astounding. And Joe Mathus must have also been a good teacher, because he can hang right with Joe Mathus, one of the greatest guitarists of all time. So let's get to some Collins Kids. I will say the Collins Kids were probably the first I would call rockabilly band of, you know, the kind of honky-tonk Radio Girl era that I became really aware of and very into. So it's an honor to be playing some of these records. So let's go forward. You're listening to WFMU.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a groove is gonna satisfy the soul. Let's have a party. Woo, let's have a party. Send it to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party. Woo. It's knocking at my door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party. Woo, let's have a party. Send me to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. The meat is on the stove, the bread is getting hot. Everybody come and taste the pot. Every time I go out on a date, Mama tells me don't come home too late. 'Cause Mama worries, worries, worries till I get home. Every time I forget my door key, Mama's sitting there waiting for me. 'Cause Mama worries. I told my mama, if that big old yellow moon's above, well, I might get a little kiss, I might get a little hug, I might get a little love. But my mama taught me what to do when a fella gets too close to you. 'Cause mama worries, worries, worries till I get home. I told my mama, if that big old yellow moon's above, well, I might get a little kiss, I might get a little, I might get a little love. But my mama taught me what to do when a fella gets too close to you. 'Cause mama worries, worries, worries till I get home. Twinkle in your eye, I hear my heartbeat. Your smile so shy sends a shiver up my spine, I hear my heartbeat. I love you, baby, I sure don't mean maybe, I hear my heartbeat. Your eyes shine like diamonds, your lips are red as wine, I hear my heartbeat.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, prettiest one you ever laid eyes on.
Hey there, folks. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl, and we heard some records by the great Larry Collins in one capacity or another. That last one was Tanya Tucker and Delta Dawn. There's a few versions of that song around, but that's the one that I know best. That was a song that Larry wrote. Obviously, pretty far along from when he was performing as one of the Collins kids. Before that, we heard another song that Larry wrote with Lori, his sister, Heartbeat. I love that record, and I love the fact that, you know, a preteen and a teenager wrote that song, and the guitar part's super cool on it. Before that, we heard Mama Worries, and at the top of that set, Party, which I do believe there's great video of the two of them performing that song that you can find, and again, I do highly recommend it. Larry Collins, one of the last surviving kind of original rockabilly people around until he passed away a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if Deke Dickerson's Facebook is sort of viewable if you're not directly friends with him. I think it is. And if you do have access to that, I do recommend reading Deke's memories of working with Larry, because Deke kind of organized his backing band and things when he had a revival over the last few decades. And he tells a great story about how one time when Larry came over, he threw a studded leather jacket onto a hi-fi console that was sitting there. And the thing is that console belonged to Johnny Horton. But now, you know, Deke will always think of Larry when he looks at that piece of furniture. So speaking of that sort of rockabilly royalty, and we have been hearing Joe Mathis in the background of bed music. I totally didn't realize that I had another Joe Mathis record with me, him with his wife, Rose Lee Mathis. They also recorded together quite a lot. And this is another song with Birmingham in the title, so why not? You're listening to WFMU.
Mama was a Southern Baptist, Daddy was a Pentecost. Daddy said sister had too many men, and that's why sister got lost. Brother robbed a bank in Waco, bought him 21 years of time. Daddy, he kept praying, but the Lord was taking his time. Every night about sundown, me and Daddy would take a little walk. We'd go down to Mama's grave, and there he'd have a little talk. He'd tell Mama that I'd been good, maybe the best of the clan. He called me the Southern Belle of Birmingham. Time moved swiftly by, Daddy got tired and old, so he gave up and moved on to heaven to claim his crown of gold. Well, I guess I cried a lot, 'cause I sure did love that man who named me the Southern Belle of Birmingham. Light district, moving from man to man. I'm just doing what I do best in downtown Birmingham. I just talked to Junkie Joe and a sweet old drunk named Dan. They call me the Southern Belle of Birmingham. I just passed a man on the street who tried to put the make on me, but I just smiled and handed him a bottle and told him it could set him free. I can see Daddy in heaven tugging at Jesus' hand, saying, look at my Southern Belle of Birmingham.
Claim a love. we never found. They say you're living reckless, and they're blaming it on me. But you know how talk gets around. Saying you don't care. Well, you know how talk gets around. They're telling everybody that I didn't treat you fair. But you know how talk gets around. I wish I wasn't quite so smart when I'm around with friends, that I would be so honor bound. I'd give the world to tell them how I'd love to make amends. But you know how talk gets around.
Against nothing in this world would get on down. Mama was 20 and Daddy was 21. Left the hometown loaded down with nothing but faith and love. They had a change of clothes and heaven knows how they made it in Dad's old car. Roadside parks were where they slept and the meals were candy bars. Well, they got as far as money would go one night. Daddy looked around, kind of liked the town, and he found the job all right. Oh, the pay was small, but after all, he had to start somewhere. Out the feed was on the way, yes, I would soon be there. No, they never dreamed there was a chance that they might fail in life. Cold and personal world was all they found. But Daddy had confidence and common sense and a woman like Mama to lean against. Nothing in this world would get on down. They made their home in a house where the rent was low. It looked pretty bad, but they were glad they'd found a place to go. No, it wasn't too much, but for 40 a month won't buy you everything. To them it was a castle, Mom a queen and Dad a king. As time went by, things were bound to change. So here I am, a full-grown man and proud of my family name. All my folks taught me how to be strong and see life through. Things are tough and I'm smart enough to know what I must do. No, I never dreamed there was a chance that I might fail in life. Though a cold and personal world was all I found. But I've got confidence and common sense and a woman like Mama to lean against. Nothing in this world's gonna get me down.
Hey, that's been the program. Thank you so much for listening. We heard Billy Crash Craddock in Confidence and Common Sense. The songwriter on that one, I am not familiar with, but does have a really great name. Durwood Haddock, which rhymes with Craddock, which is interesting. Was that his real name? Wow, I'm going to feel very silly if that's true. Hold on a second. I just noticed that. No, that wasn't his birth name. It's just a coincidence. Anyway, Del Star, you know how talk gets around. And starting off the set, that quite racy record, Southern Belle of Birmingham by Joe and Rose Lee Mathis. I will be back next week with you, live and direct next week with you. And if you'd like to get in touch, please, it's honkytonk@wfmu.org. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org.